2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Here we are. And Brody's, there's Brody. Hi, Brody.
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 He can't hear.
You gotta turn
yes,
the mic
I can.
On him,
good morning.
There he is. Hey, good morning.
Yes, I can.
You got here just in time. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Yeah, we had a good weekend. It was great. You know what? The only thing missing from this weekend was a Friday 15-Minute Morning Show podcast.
No.
How come we don't do them on Fridays?
Well, way back when we found out in our research that less people are around on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, so we kind of just cut it off on Thursday.
What kind of fucking research is that?
Scary.
That's made up research. It's made up research.
That was research that Nate said, we should just go home early on Fridays.
No. I actually know the answer. Does anybody want the real answer?
Yes, we know. We want to know the answer.
Because we had agreed to do this at the start for them to have another sales opportunity, and we realized they hadn't been selling it. And I'm like, well, nobody likes to stay on a Friday, so well, we'll give them 4 opportunities to sell it, and now they finally started to sell it. So if you want to institute another 5th podcast, Elvis, I'm sure they'd appreciate it, but
I don't know. I think we should do Fridays. Well, let's take a vote. There's 9 of us here. I vote yay. What about you, Froggy?
I'm gonna be a nay on that one.
Really? Okay, all right. Okay, what about you, Danielle? Friday or not?
I say nay. Yeah.
That's 2.
Well, why? Why don't you want
to
do it on
Friday? No. You don't have to ask why. We just ask yay or nay, and we go to the
next
person.
That's right. There are no extra questions here.
Scary, yes or no?
I'm going to say nay because it becomes a logistical nightmare because we have a Friday show that we have to record for a Saturday show. It's weird. Anyway,
right, that's studio operations. That's a 3-1. I'm keeping track here.
Yeah. We record it during the show. We have a show on Friday.
Yeah, I'm actually also at that time on Friday mornings getting our Saturday show ready. So I have other things
that's your problem. That's
all right,
your
so
job.
That's three nays, one yay. Okay, next.
Okay.
What lame excuse do you want to say, Gandhi, to not do the Friday
Come on, Gandhi.
Podcast?
Just because it starts the weekend earlier, to be honest.
So is that a nay?
We're out.
That's a nay.
That's a nay. That's 4-1.
Yes, what do you think?
It's me and you, Elvis. We're doing this. The Elvis and Garrett Friday podcast to everyone else.
Sure. All right,
4-2.
What about you, Brody? Brody, what do you think? Yay or nay on the Friday podcast?
Well, considering we do it during the show right now, I would say yes. And then when we're back in studio, maybe not. But right now, it doesn't take up any extra time.
So Nate is actually the tiebreaker, aren't you?
Actually, it's 4-3. It's 4-3 right now. So Nate could make us a tie, and then we'd have to go to Scotty.
So Friday podcast, yes or no?
All right, I'm going to give you my answer in the Zoom room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
5-3, we win, yes.
We win, woo!
I know, Elvis, that I know there's many Fridays where you say, why do we have to do this shit today? And I know that by the time 9:15 rolls around, you are out of gas. And that happened this last Friday. We had some stuff to do, and you just look at me, and you're like, really?
Yeah, Fridays hit differently. It really does.
Let me tell you what would happen. Elvis votes yay as we do this right now, but how many times would he go, hey, I'm not doing that 15-minute morning show shit that you guys do it. I'll see you later.
He's
going
to leave.
I have faith in the man. I have faith in the man. He wants to do it.
I'm glad you all said nay, but guess what?
What?
We're doing it.
Really?
So why did I even ask when I was going to say I'm going
to
do it?
I have to leave early on Friday. I forgot to tell you.
We should have all just sided with you, and then you would have realized, I don't want to do it now.
I don't want to do that shit.
I tell you what, this Friday at 9:15 a.m., if we decide at that point to put one in the can for the weekend, we'll do it. All right?
Okay.
Cool.
I can't wait to see what we decide.
But guess what? I don't know why I was thinking this is some sort of democracy, because it ain't. I don't know. You know what? We're a bunch of overpaid radio people who could put another 15-minute morning show podcast in the computer.
And look at Scary's face.
While we're working,
Scary is not
happy.
I'll
tell you though, it's almost like a little gift. It's like a little gift when you wake up and on that Friday, like, oh hey, that's one less thing we don't have to do today. It's like a small gift. Anybody else?
Hold on. Purchase. Clinique bonus.
You know what, Gandhi? You're being very quiet.
I just am laughing at a lot of the things going on. Like Garrett is so anxious. He's like, yes, just the two of us. Let's go. Friday podcast. I love that.
Scary
good.
Wants guys, to vomit. Look at Scary.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to have to be... you'll see me in the background doing other things. You're going to see my ass during those 15 minutes because I'm working these computers behind me at that time. But that's
then
okay.
Then you won't be able to do it.
No, I'll just... be like Scotty B. It's okay. I'll be present, but not omnipresent.
My favorite thing with Scary is his version of being present is not present. Okay. We'll be talking about like apples and how round and red they are on the air. And he'll come back and go, oh, my God, you know what I saw this weekend? An apple. It's so round and red. Right? Scary, we're just talking about that.
Yeah, I think I did that to you guys this morning, not realizing that Nate covered something that then I covered 20 minutes later. And you're like, hello?
Hello.
We talked about nudicles already.
Oh, Garrett, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Apple picking this weekend.
Speaking of apples.
Whoa.
You take a kid apple picking for the first time, he wants everything. Like, he literally wanted every apple. You know, Daniel, I realize it's perfect for you. You know how you like to go to the supermarket and eat food before you pay for it? Mm-hmm. You could do that in an apple orchard and not have to worry about it.
You throw the core on the ground and it's all good.
That's stealing.
Not stealing. Shut up.
Aren't you supposed to wash it? Like, don't things maybe poop on those apples?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you need to wash those.
You probably should.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm alive.
Can I shit on apple picking for a while?
Oh. Like,
I hate it, too.
It's so pointless. How much did you pay for that bag, Garrett?
About $40.
$40? You go to the store, those apples will be like 10 tops.
Right.
It's the experience. No. It's the experience.
And it was free labor. It was free labor.
Let's talk about the experience. Why? Why do you want to go walk up and down
rows
of trees and pull fruit off?
It is kind of very romantic. It's beautiful out there, and it's nice to just, fruit.
It's a bunch of shit. Last year.
And it's a competition.
Danielle talked me into taking my family into some stupid-ass corn maze. And so we went to this corn maze. In the middle of the corn maze, it started fucking pouring rain. It was light thundering. No, it was thundering and lightning. We couldn't find our way out. We had to stay out there.
Why is that my fault?
Because you said it was fun. It was not fun.
It is fun.
No,
we got lost in the corn maze once, and they had to send security in to find us.
By the way.
Oh, boy, that's so much fun.
I find it complete BS that you go to an orchard, and they charge you to borrow their apple grabber. Because you need, the long sticks.
With the things
at the end, like, do this.
The rental
Wait, hold on.
You have to rent it.
Haven't we moved on from apples to corn mazes?
No, I'm going back to apples.
You know what we used to do
exactly
in the Bronx?
That's exactly what Elvis just said happened.
In the Bronx, we would hide some of the apples in the trunk so we wouldn't have to pay for them all.
Really? You would steal
next
apples
to the bodies.
Yeah. Because
you're a thief.
You pay by the pound. You pay by the pound. So if you put some in the trunk, they didn't know.
Danielle, you were such a thief.
I'm not. Yeah. No, it was back in the
day. I don't deliberately leave stuff at the bottom of my shopping cart. No,
I don't. That was one time, and it was an accident.
Our friend Rosanna Scotto, who does Good Day New York on Fox 5, my best friend, she's from Dyker Heights, Brooklyn, right? She's a tough girl.
I just like the name, Dyker Heights.
Dyker Heights. Anyway, so she was out here in the country, out here in beautiful New Jersey, and we were driving by someone's house, and up front it says, here's some flowers. To put some money in the box and just take the flowers. It's an honor system. They have those here. If someone grows vegetables or they have eggs,
firewood,
chickens, firewood, you just put money in the box, you take what you need.
Right.
She's like, what the fuck? Let's just go get it and go.
I said, right.
I said, what do you mean? I said, Rosanna, you got to be nice. You got to be fair. I mean, just put the money. She said, I'm from Brooklyn. Who would do something so stupid?
I agree.
Put money in a box and then take what's rightfully yours. I'm like, really?
That's like people who leave Halloween candy bowls out and they put, just take one. Bullshit. I'm taking the whole bowl. I don't got to go trick-or-treating anymore.
Exactly.
That's why we can't have nice things. This is why.
We have on video the kid in the neighborhood who did that to us, took the bowl and dumped it in the bag. To this day, I have not told him that I know he did it, but I know he did it. I know who it is.
That's funny. I don't know. It's so funny to me. Someone from Brooklyn or the Bronx, they feel like, let's screw him over.
I know exactly where she's coming from. I grew up 5 blocks away from her, and I would have had the same exact reaction. In fact, I saw a the pumpkin thing, and there was like a thing on the side of the road. Here, take a pumpkin and leave us a tip or leave us money for it. I don't understand how people will actually leave actual money for people.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Because somebody's going to come along and steal the money.
It's called honest. By the way,
that is true.
Danielle would steal it.
Someone could steal the money.
Guys.
Yeah.
Once again, Scary is saying that if you're from Brooklyn, then you're a thief. And so he's speaking for all of you Brooklyners.
Right. According to Scary, where we grew up, nobody speaks well. Everybody can make up words. We're all thieves, and we have no culture, and we don't travel, and we don't know anything.
How does that make
because
you feel
of where we were born?
How does that make
it
you
makes
feel?
Me feel like maybe I didn't grow up there, and maybe I have a false memory, because the people in my family are all bright and cultured, and we don't steal. So maybe it's just Scary's house. When he says neighborhood, maybe he means his house.
But don't you find it a little awkward? I mean, people are leaving an open bin of you. You put money in. Not only can you not pay, but someone might come along and steal the whole damn jar
people like
or whatever.
You,
yeah, but those are assholes. Like, what about honest people? Like, people who are good, right. Yeah, good, honest people.
You don't think
people.
There are assholes in the suburbs?
Okay. Oh, so, Scary, when you go shopping, Scary, when you go shopping and you do the self-checkout at the grocery store, you could just walk out, right? So they're all stupid also.
I'm not saying me. I'm just trying to protect from other
yes,
people.
You are.
There are assholes around
no,
me.
You said I don't understand how this happens. You did say you.
Right. Because there are assholes rotating around my universe. I might be a good person. I was brought up well like Brody, and I have all the same traits and qualities
quote.
He just mentioned. That
I
help
know
family.
You don't. So.
I'm just talking
says,
about
quote,
others.
There are assholes rotating around my universe.
Yeah. he's the sun.
There are assholes
around
in
his
orbit.
Uranus. There are assholes rotating.
There are assholes
I just
in
have this
orbit.
Visual. The visual of anuses going in a
circle. Yeah. Scary in the middle.
Garrett, what are you doing?
I'm building an Apple Tower.
Oh, see? Cool. See, it was worth it. Look at this.
You know what I don't get, though? In the suburbs, and people leave their car keys in their car and their doors unopened, and then they're like, why would someone steal my car?
Oh,
well,
my
you
friend
left
got
the
his
keys
car stolen.
Yeah. Inside
really?
The car. Yeah, this happens all the time in my town. I'm like, do you not take the
my
keys in?
My favorite is a guy will go to the store and leave the engine running
right.
while he runs
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
How much time does it take to push the button and turn it off?
We had to do that yesterday, actually. My son's car battery was going dead, so we drove the car to Walmart. We left it running because we didn't want to shut it off, and we came back out. It was still there. Like, I mean, if you're honest and the car's running,
scary,
you don't steal
there.
It.
Scary would have stolen it.
Do you know that the instructions that SafeLight, the company, SafeLight Replace, they actually tell you to leave your keys in the windshield so someone can come along and just freaking drive away with your fucking car.
But those people are assholes. Honest people don't steal shit.
Yeah.
Well, there are assholes out there.
If you find money on the ground, Scary, do you look around to see who it belongs to, or do you just put it in your pocket and walk away?
Dude, that shit's mine. That's it. Money doesn't have anything. If I see cash on the floor, it's mine.
But what if someone's looking for it? Like, if you can see...
I give it back.
Scary.
I believe in karma way too much to actually steal stuff. I just feel like if and when I do the bad thing, it's coming for me in some way, somehow. Even if she is slow acting, karma always delivers what she's supposed to.
Wait a minute.
So no
way. Scary has often said if he finds money or a cashier gives him extra money, he would not give it back because it comes around, he's been screwed, so it's his turn to screw back. Don't change it, Scary. You are not an honest person. You would always take the extra money.
That's not, listen, if I knew that someone's register is going to fall short and that they're going to get fired at the end of the day, that's different. But I'm talking about money on the floor.
Garrett.
If I'm standing in a place, in a restaurant, and I see money on the floor,
right.
I'm not going to pick it up and be like, hey, whose $20
bill
is this?
Okay, then you know why? So then my 17-year-old son, who found over $100 on the ground just a couple weeks ago in a stairwell, turned it in. It happened to be one of the waitresses there who had dropped it on her way out to her car. She got her money back. So you're saying that he is wrong for turning? I mean, that's the right thing to do. He knew that money didn't belong to him. He turned it in and it got back to the right person.
That was the right thing to
do. As long as you could prove that it belonged to a person. Otherwise, some other dishonest person is going to be like, that's my money. And then they're going to walk away with it.
Scary, you should look at it as like, okay, I just found this wad of money. I could either make someone's day way worse or potentially make their day way better. And you actively choose to make it worse?
No, I would not. You guys are putting words in my mouth. Elvis, please help me.
No.
he's reaching out for Elvis to help.
No, I'm bored. Hey, now what else is going on?
Actually, I have a totally separate topic that I'm really concerned about, and we should probably do it tomorrow's morning show. So my wife has an OBGYN appointment today, and she just came in here to say goodbye to me. She's all dressed up, makeup on, looks amazing.
Of course.
Is he hot?
I don't know if it's a him or her. I don't know. But my point is that she hasn't gotten this dressed up and looked this great in weeks. My point is you get this dressed up and look this great to go to the OBGYN. Why? They ain't looking at your face.
Well, yes, they are. They look at her face.
I think Scotty B's wife does the same thing. I think she gets very dressed up for the OG. I think.
I've got questions when she gets home. I don't understand
this. I must assume an OBGYN visit is an important visit.
And
you want to make a
is.
Connection with that physician. You want to make a connection with them because it's a very, very important part of your health. Okay. So I say dress up and look your best.
Okay. I got questions.
Sorry, I'm back.
We're talking about vaginas.
I got questions.
Okay.
Yeah, I missed out.
But you know, anyway, what else?
I had an idea for this week, and
What's
I was
that?
Talking to Froggy about it. Let's open up the floodgates to the Zoom room.
We could do that, by the way.
And see how many people we can get during the 15-minute morning show. See how many people we can get into the Zoom room and just have fun with it.
Well, I think I can do 100 people in my account. I'm not quite sure. I think it's 100 people.
But I think it'll be fun. We can control the mute on this side, so we could talk when need be, and let's see how many people we can get into a Zoom room.
All right, it's a great idea.
Thank you. See, this is why we're doing the Friday show, me and you together, because no one else wants to say
right.
anything.
It's the Garrett Elvis Friday show.
Yeah. We'll work on the name, but it's fine.
How we doing on time, Frog?
30 seconds.
All right.
Oh.
Let's just leave early.
Have their alcohol.
Let's leave 15 seconds early every day, so we'll add it back on Friday when we do the Friday show.
So we'll have a whole minute and 15 seconds. Wow. We'll have made it up.
It's a minute and 15 second morning show podcast. All right, guys. Oh, what are you drinking today? What's your bottoms up?
Hey, Josh Haddon, what is this called?
Stolen.
Hansel.
Egan?
Oh, Egan. That's a whiskey. It's good.
Yeah, singles, something bourbon.
Bottoms up, bitches.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Watch that.
Bye.
Faces.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.